Hello and welcome to the new episode of the podcast series on platform regulation by ITM Münster. My name is Judith Bayer. I'm a Schumann Fellow of ITM Münster. And today I speak to Christina Rozgonyi. She's assistant professor at the University of Vienna and senior legal and policy expert on media and telecommunications regulation with wide hands-on experience and an academic background. Hi, Christina.
Hi. Thank you for the invitation.
Christina has just published a paper on a new concept of regulation in regard of the Audiovisual Media Services Directive's regulation on video sharing platforms, which is a new regulatory concept, and the AVMSD's regulatory amendments should have been implemented recently. Although they have not been implemented in many states, this is not the main topic of our discussion, but rather the structure of regulation. Because if I understood well, then Christina highlighted that the AVMSD regulatory concept tried to regulate something which is, although audiovisual, like other media regulated by this directive, but it is an interactive medium and it is highly international or even global. And the country of origin principle creates certain anomalies in the regulation. Christina, is this correct, or could you introduce the concept that you presented also at our workshop organized by ITM?
Yes, and indeed. Actually, I believe we are witnessing incredible, exciting times. Once whereby the fundamental conditions of the 21st century's communication infrastructure, namely of online platforms, are being reconsidered and also to some extent regulated or re-regulated. I think it is just as exciting as watching movies on intelligence, global wars, and local heroes. Right now, in this very moment, the European Union is just fighting back, so to say, to US-based corporate tech giants, but as much to Chinese ones, if you wish to put it this way, or intelligence. And the 2 days ago published Digital Single Act, which is a crucial piece of legislation aimed at controlling digital networks and catering for online commerce, is a way and a very important tool in this fight, in this battle. But these elements and these fights are also aiming at controlling very important democratic rights and the enjoyment of such rights. For example, rights such as the freedom to vote. And meanwhile, we are also observing similar battles of sovereignty between nation states and supranational organizations, bodies such as the European Commission, or supranational conglomerates such as Amazon, Facebook, or Google. And I think what makes this movie even more thrilling is that it is real time and it is in the making. And there are very few fixed roles or stable positions or even a well-detailed manuscript at hand. And this was, and this constellation was the one which inspired my research about imagining a possible, maybe desirable scenario for a particular issue, namely on how to navigate audiovisual content shared and disseminated on and via video sharing platforms. So basically, what I was trying to research on and to conceptualize is the fact that there is something I've called regulatory dysfunction embedded in the implementation of the Audiovisual Media Services Directive, namely a situation that is coming up whereby one single country and one single national regulator, namely the Irish media regulator will be the one who will have full responsibility over regulation of all video sharing platforms which are incorporated in the Republic of Ireland, among them Facebook, among them YouTube, among them all major platforms. And I think that this dysfunction will have detrimental effects to safeguarding legal diversity, legislative diversity, regulatory diversity across Europe. And one of the areas where this dysfunction will be the most challenging, if you want, is the area of hate speech.
Indeed, there are huge national differences between what is criminalized in the various member states of the European Union as hate speech and what is not. So does it mean that the Irish Media Commission will use the Irish hate speech laws to decide what should be removed by video sharing platforms?
Right now it looks like. And in this research paper, I've looked up the 28 at the moment of researching, the 28 member states, media legislations, and I was focusing on media legislations and how hate speech and incitement to hatred, basically illegal hate speech, was defined in these legal acts. And I was focusing on the differences, on the diversity of these regulations. And I could locate at least 22 different scopes of regulations, including illegal hate speech based on race, based on gender, based on disability, nationality or ethnicity, and several other issues that are incorporated into these laws for a very good reason, because these differing scopes, these differing definitions are the manifestations of historical, cultural, even if political trajectories in these countries of trauma, of the past, and also obviously of the future. And the consequence of applying the country of origin principle to regulating hate speech that is shared via Facebook or on YouTube and applying only the Irish standards would mean that, for example, the denial of the Holocaust will not necessarily be within the scope.
Amazing. But also, how will the Irish regulator deal with the videos in the various national languages?
This is a very good question. And obviously, I am not the broadcast authority of Ireland or the future regulator, because it is foreseeable that a new regulator within Ireland is going to take over the tasks and the functions of the current regulator, and the new commission will be the one being responsible for these regulatory tasks.
But if I understood well your concept in the paper, then what you recommended and what you call a responsive governing model might answer this question, because it, if I understood well, contains quite an active cooperation between the national authorities and the central authority.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes, indeed. Basically, I was trying to think about what could work. You know, first, if we agree that this is a problem and that this is a dysfunction to apply only Irish standards to the entirety of Europe, then there should be a way out. And this kind of way out was the one I was trying to conceptualize in this paper, which I've called the responsive governance model of speech online. And basically, I am suggesting in this concept to rely on a quite complex co-regulatory mechanism that is based in Ireland, which is obviously the country that is going to be entitled, legally speaking, for regulation. But if the Irish authorities and other stakeholders would agree with that, that only Irish law and only Irish standards would not suffice, then there could be ways of responding for the needs of European users, European citizens, and ways of mitigating of the risk of the dysfunctions of the country of origin principle. And what I'm recommending here is to basically build up layered codes of conduct that are also managed by the different national authorities in the different European Union member state countries, and also incorporate other stakeholders, for example, NGOs, but also possibly the ones who should be regulated, so namely video sharing platforms.
And by the way, do you think that these video sharing platforms, so for example, YouTube, is it really so much different from Facebook that it should be regulated in a separate directive? Because now that we have the DSA, it regulates intermediary platform providers. So why do video sharing platforms have to be regulated separately? Do you think this is an acceptable discrimination or distinction between these two types?
No, I don't think so, but I think it's an interim solution. I think what is going on, and this is what I tried to refer in the very beginning, that this movie is real time and it's in the making. And this is, I think, what makes it exciting really for us, for researchers, for you know, consultants or policymakers, whoever, because it's really happening right now, and there are no fixed solutions anywhere. So basically, I think that the rules that are within the Audiovisual Media Services Directive and are implemented by national legislations right now, and only referring to video sharing platforms, is a first step, and then an interim solution. And I believe that once the Digital Services Act is really going to be accepted, then this interim period will have to be assessed and in some ways will have to be incorporated in a bigger attempt like the Digital Services Act, which is the bigger kind of attempt of regulating online platforms.
A more comprehensive. Well, let's see how it is going to be finalized, because we are now at a draft stage and I think all eyes look at the Digital Services Act. Yes. But, so this model that you suggested, I think it is accessible in a journal, right?
Yes.
Somebody is interested. Is there anything that you would add?
No, it's just encouraging everyone to join watching this movie, maybe also to take part and accept any roles in that, because it's really, I think, the moment when you don't know whose proposals, whose suggestions we are taken on board.
Yes, let's make it a popular movie and with a happy end, hopefully. And actually, really, everyone can contribute, because also the Digital Services Act had a huge public consultation for several months. So everybody was allowed to participate, to to add thoughts or suggestions. Theoretically, all those suggestions were processed by the Commission and hopefully also integrated. Thank you very much. Christina. Thank you. Well, let's hope for a better future.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.